Okay, now go ahead. Tell us your agenda against Red Gatorade for the whole. Tell the whole podcast right now. Go ahead. Say how you hate Red Gatorade and everybody who like it too.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Black Boys in Motion. I'm Trey.
I'm Al. Hey, bam, bam, bam. This is Black Boys in Motion.
Black Boys in Motion. Okay.
Consistency. Are you guys happy for us? Are you proud of us?
Wait, hold on. Before that, today. Hold on. My phone is at 7%. Today is the 21st. So what? When do we? The 16th. Okay, so y'all either gonna hear this on the 22nd or the 23rd. Sam, you wanna say hi? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We were talking about Gatorade flavors, obviously, because we're boys. And I was just saying I don't like the red one anymore. Well, like, it's nasty.
We're actually talking about flavors in general.
Okay.
Okay, so what's your like go to, like when you see something and like, cause like I feel like me, like if I see something blue, like I'm just like, oh, I want that one, like it doesn't even matter. So like what's your appeal, like you just have to, you have a specific thing of everything, or you just like,
ooh. Yes, it has to be smooth.
Okay.
I don't like anything raspy. That's gonna make my voice feel some type of way, cause it's supposed to be a drink, not a fucking, not a, like, I don't know, like I don't want to feel uncomfortable. So I don't like it to be like bland or like, you know what I'm saying? So drinks that I do go for, well, let me just say this. I'm a yellow Gatorade stan, okay? That's my, every Gatorade in the world is in front of me, even the clear one that they used to sell in school, I'm grabbing a nice cold yellow one.
Well, I but like the clear one.
The clear one was super bussing. But I like raspberry Snapple. I like apple Snapple. And you know, you could basically get the gist.
What about that?
I like, see, at a party, I'm chugging all of them down because at some point, they all taste the same.
Mm.
Like,
sandwiches, a couple Doritos, you know.
Man, after a few games of Uno.
I'm going to say everything, like, every drink going to taste the same to me. I'm in it to win it, all right? I don't care. I'm worried about the plus four.
But the one I'm grabbing first is for sure the grape one. Mm. It be looking...
Oh, I just threw up. Wait.
Ooh, what?
I can't believe you right now. I'm about to promote.
The grape one is so good. It be looking so good when it's in the ice.
Please be for real with me right now.
The grape one for real is bussing.
Oh my god. Well, I just want everybody to know, I'm one of those people who hate grape. Like, you know, the little kids that be like, ew, grape tastes like medicine. That was me. I'm like, that tastes like medicine. I hate everything grape. I refuse to gravitate towards anything purple, first of all. Purple means royalty, which I live for. And my job is all purple. And I be in there telling customers, like, oh my god, purple is my favorite color. I'm like, I love purple. But in reality, I would not do nothing grape. I like grapes themselves, but like grape Jolly Rancher, grape Pugs, grape... No.
You don't like grape soda?
It wouldn't be my first choice. I mean, not that I hate it, but...
You're not grabbing it?
No, I'm not grabbing it. Oh, Eddie, what? What? That's the last... That would have to be the last soda I
what?
Grab. Sorry.
A Welch's grape the last?
Sorry, I'm not a grape
what?
Girl.
And you, what you picking up? A blue raspberry motherfucking Mountain Dew?
No, if I'm picking like a normal flavor, I would probably gravitate for like maybe pineapple and like soda variety, I guess. Like more of a pineapple kind of vibe.
You know, let me not say I don't drink soda, but I don't drink soda as much, I would say, as the normal person. Yeah, I'm different. But I do like soda. Like, some soda is good, but I, like, what sodas do you like? Or, like, are you a soda person?
I would say, like, if I'm out somewhere, I'll get soda. Or, like, if I'm, like, at, like, a drive-thru or something and it comes with a soda, I'll get a soda. But, like... If I'm at like grocery store, I'm usually only picking up juice. And Ken kind of like, Ken considers soda as like a dessert because it's so sugary. Mm-hmm. So like whenever we get soda, we're like, ooh, dessert.
Yeah, to be honest, like I only get it like if I'm like eating something big at my job or like I don't even know. Like, I don't even get it when I go out. Like I usually get like a raspberry iced tea or like try some type of new drink, but... The only time I have soda is when, like, there's nothing else in my house and, like, I have hella Pepsi because Everybody in my house loves Pepsi. So.
The Chronicle of the Pepsi. No, but for real, like
there will be some ice cold Pepsi in the fridge before there's any water bottle, and there'll be three cases, and they won't put not one in there, but there will be a Pepsi bottle in there.
Yeah.
For sure, Ski.
So what's your go-to soda? What are you picking?
Go-to soda? Definitely a Sprite. Mm. Keeping it plain, basic.
If I'm going somewhere with, like, the special machine, I kind of like a Coke Vanilla. Vanilla is really good. But if I'm, like, just somewhere that has generic whatever, I get Dr. Pepper.
Okay, Dr. Pepper is really good, honorable mention. But if I'm going somewhere with the special machine, it's not a soda, but I'm definitely doing a... Tropicana fruit punch and a high C fruit punch. They be having all those.
I love a high C.
Right?
High C is really good. That's a McDonald's go too.
Yeah.
I mean, quite frankly. But I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't do everything blue, but I love artificial flavoring. So, like, if it's blue,
see, no, it's going to bang. I'll be thinking about how it tastes because, really, man, I don't know. It got to, like, I'm not really into sour stuff that much. Like, I gotta just have it, but, like, I'd rather eat, like, the sweetest fish.
Oh, no, I love sour stuff. I love spicy stuff. Like, I'm that girl. I'm, like, get spicy.
See, now, I could do the Flamin' Hot Cheeto Fries and Cheetos.
Yeah.
And the Funyuns.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't do it all the time. Like, wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
When you eat chips now, do sometimes it just tastes different?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was just telling Ken, so, when I was younger, hot fries used to be the spiciest thing to me ever. Like, I don't know why, like, I would never, when I was younger, I'd be like, ugh, I can't do a hot fry, like, that's gonna make my mouth feel crazy, but now, when I eat those, it tastes like nothing, just dust on a fucking chip, like, it tastes, like, it's not spicy at all, so I'm like, was I being tricked, or did they just tone it down a bit, because... Right. It was getting crazy.
No, I don't know. For some reason, I feel like when I eat Cheetos, it don't taste the same. Like, it tastes like it's filled with air. Like, not really full Cheeto. I don't know if that's just me being fat.
You got your tinfoil hat on?
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, like, look. Back in 2005, you see it was filled all the way up. And now here... You can see that it was mostly 50% air. You want to tell us about that, Lay's Corporation?
Like, I don't want a half-ass Cheeto, if I'm being completely honest. Like, I like the full crunch. Like, I like Cheetos. Cheetos are bussing, but... Yeah. No, and not even the regular Cheetos, but the Cheeto Puffs also. Like, I feel like they used to be, like, paws, but thicker, like...
Why are you saying that? Yo, I hate straight niggas bad. Like, paws. It was real... It was like that.
It was real thick, like, balls, yeah. No, but for real, like, I feel like they just used to be, like, filled up more, but now it's just, like, it's empty. Like, I feel like I feel like the Cheeto Puffs are mad hollow. Like, I don't know. Have you tried the Cheeto Puffs lately? Like, the actual brand of Cheeto Puffs?
No, I have not.
They taste very hollow.
What I can say, though, is everybody, you know, back on the day of Facebook, they used to be like, oh, that's why I get Pringles, because they fill them all the way up. But now... The Pringles are even getting a little light. Yeah.
Nah, if I cop a Pringles can, and
it's not even close to the top. I was like, okay, so somebody this is where punched. We're at in inflation.
Yeah.
This is where we are, and it's fine.
Yeah, no, I haven't had Pringles in a while, but my favorite flavors are the original, the sour cream and onion, and the pizza one.
Interesting. My favorites are definitely the original. That's my go-to. I'm always going to the original. I love like a plain just salt. Then sour cream and onion. Really, really good. Down like barbecue.
You know what's crazy? I don't like barbecue.
Interesting.
One, I don't like the barbecue sauce because it gets my hands dirty, and I don't know. I just hate having my hands dirty while I eat. Like, I just rather have, like, if they have grease, I can just get a napkin. Like, with barbecue sauce, it's all under my neck. Like, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I gotta go do a whole thing. But, two, I don't know. Like, the barbecue taste, it's okay. I would never go to the store and pick up some barbecue chips ever. Like,
it was like a go-to at my mom's house. Like, that's the one she likes. My sister likes. Like, everybody in the house likes barbecue. But I was like, can we get an original up in here? Can we do, like, a A rare.
What's like one Reggie snack on? That your mom always got that you just had to eat? Like
had to eat.
Had to eat.
I was so fat. Everything. To be honest, I was double dipping. But like, what was not? I was getting the zebra cake and putting it on top of the honey bun. You know, like I was getting.
Zebra cake on top of that is crazy.
Yo, no, because really, I at some point, like, I really had to think to myself, like, because I be thinking, I didn't have to be that big. So, like, there was one time, like, I literally had, I want to say, like, two hot dogs. So then.
In 1 month?
No. I just had two hot dogs that day. So then I go to my mom, literally 5 minutes later, I'm like, I'm so hungry. And she's like, go make pizza. And I literally made a whole pizza and just ate it. And I was just like, now that I think back to that, I'm like. That was real big of me. And I can't believe my mom just was like, yeah, so go make another pizza. After you just watched me, you scruff down two hot dogs.
It's the fact that you still think about it. Like, to me, like, that's like a memory I would never remember. But it's so funny that you remember that. Like, and it's really, like, it's part of your arc. Like,
no, yeah, literally, because it's just like, why was I so big? Like, I didn't even have to do that. Like, when I tell you.
But were you hungry?
I wasn't hungry. I think I was just bored. Like, I didn't know what else to do. Like, I had two hot dogs. I'm like,
You know what's you know what's crazy and kind of sad? I'll be looking at my sisters and, like, you know, I feel like, I'm going to just say families don't really, like, go out as much anymore. Like, right. To parks and all this type of stuff. And, like, usually the kids are inside on the phones. But, like, you know, every now and then they go out, but every time I see my sisters in, I'd be like, dang, like, they must be so bored in the house all day. But then, yeah. I'd be thinking back to when I was there, and I was like, I was doing the same thing. I was playing outside, but, like, I was, dang, like, I was just looking at my old Facebook post, and one of them was, like, bored. Like, that's how bored I was.
But, no, literally, I did the same thing, but I spelled bored wrong. I was spelling it like a board you write on. Like, I'd be like, bored.
They'd be like, what?
No, and literally someone would be like, you wrote, that's the wrong board, but hey.
Post deleted.
No, I kept it. And I remember when I first made Facebook, I saw one of my cousins and I just kept writing on the status, hey, because I didn't see it being posted.
Bye.
So, yeah.
But
to answer your question, my go-to snack, I guess, if my mom got it, was probably, anything that was hers I really wanted for some reason, like, even if I didn't like it, I'd be like, can I have one? Like, I didn't like the fact that it was hers. I would say a Rice Krispie treat. I was always like, give me that. Give me that. All varieties. Except for the chocolate one. I don't really mess with her like that. But.
Yeah, that one is kind of nasty.
Yeah.
My mom actually used to make Rice Krispie treats instead of cookies for Santa on Christmas.
Oh, my God. That's so cute. She was like one of the people in the commercials.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah, no. So she she would make Rice Krispies, and then we would eat them. The leftover ones the next morning. And then them things will be... Because, you know, imagine a regular Rice Krispie right now. Imagine a big Rice Krispie.
Now she was like, I kind of leftovers after she ate the ones.
Yeah, literally. For a Santa. You know what? She never said there was a Santa. Like, even if you ask my mom to say this, she'd be like, there is no Santa.
But still put the Rice Krispies up.
Yeah. So for her.
Just in case. You never know. What if Santa is real and then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be kind of mad if I made the Rice Krispie and then it's not there. And I'm like, okay, so which one of y'all ate them or did Santa really come up in here?
No, but I'd be mad if I was Santa and I was like, okay, what is this?
Everybody else, he's like, okay, another cookie. And he was like, what the fuck is this?
He like, did she not get the memo or?
You're not going to do it like. So. Are we not doing cookies this year, or...
No, you don't like Rice Krispies?
I think it's just tradition. That's what I would say. I'd be like, I think it's just tradition to leave cookies out, but I guess...
Okay, well, you wouldn't invite?
I'm like, no, I'll just take a Rice Krispies. In fact, let me just get out of here. I'll take my Rice Krispies to go.
That sounds great to say Christmas.
No, because... One of the funniest episodes of Family Guy is when Brian and Stewie are Santa. And, like, Brian eats the whole cookie. And Stewie's like, you gotta take a bite. You gotta take only one bite so they know Santa was there. Not the whole thing. Are you crazy? And it's just funny to think that parents are like, okay, should I eat the whole thing? Take only half so they know that Santa was here? Or right. Like, do I throw everything out? Like, you know? Like, I don't know.
I feel like, well, thinking back on it, if they didn't send me the whole thing, I'm like, was it not good? Was it bad?
Imagine going up to your mom and we're like, oh my god, I told you. He only ate half of it.
I'm like, you didn't put enough milk. He only ate half. He left the rest.
You didn't put enough milk in a cup. So he have nothing to eat the rest with, man. I hope you're happy. I told you to leave the whole gallon out.
You didn't put the to-go bag. Like, what are you doing?
You need enough for the reindeer. Ugh, mom. Ugh.
Bye.
Oh my god.
It's crazy that your mom likes zebra cakes because my mom loves zebra cakes too.
Well, you know, our moms are one.
They
the
are
same.
Twizzed up, yeah.
They are one twizzies. And the same. You know, it's like night and day, really. Yeah. Quite frankly, it's insane, and it's insane how we're both like literal representation of our parents. If you put us next to our parents, it would be like that. You know which one is which, obviously. Obviously, it'd be like, oh well.
Yeah.
Look at the material.
And then there you go. But yeah, no, they twist but they're, I don't know, I don't even, like, zebra cake, like, how did y'all have the black community in a chokehold like this?
First of all, I saw something that said, y'all need to grow up. Why are we still eating zebra cakes? And you know what? At some point, it's like having a fence, though. Why are you still eating zebra cake?
Because my mom still gets them, and I take my bite, and I'm like, it's really not even that good. Like,
it's really not.
It's not.
No, that the zebra cake and that little strawberry like roll thing, that is so disgusting to me.
No. Mm. Never eat a strawberry roll. That was not good.
I was just like, I can't do that. I can still do honey bun. I feel like honey buns, you know, that's still like.
No, honey buns are flopped fair. Ever since they hit 150, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm going to talk about that later when what's in and what's out.
I was about to say, no, because sunflower seeds are 69 cents. I was like,
Was sunflower seeds 10 cents at one point?
Back in somebody's day. In my day, it was 30.
It was 30 cents.
In somebody's past day, it was 15 cents. But, bitch, how do we get to 69?
I remember literally being in middle school, like, trying to get three dimes, sorry to get some seeds after school. I'm like, all right, well, if I'm gonna get some, I'm gonna get this. Because them seeds will be coming in a big ass pack. Like,
no, because when I used to go to the summer camp, like at the community center, I really used to, you know, get down. Like, I used to I used to get the big pack of nacho cheese sunflower seeds, which they stopped making for some reason. But I used to have the big pack. Everybody used to want some, like, including the camp, the whole entire camp leader. So they used to just let me do whatever I want. Bye. I had the seeds. Like, who wants some seeds, y'all? Like, you know. Come holla at me.
I'm
like,
surprised. I always went to that corner store during school hours, but I'm surprised we never ran into each other, because I did live over here at some point, but I didn't really go to that corner store. But were you over here like that in the summer?
I was there every day in the summer, like, to be at the summer camp, but, like, I would just go home. Like,
You didn't go to the store? Oh,
no,
okay.
Like, I didn't live there, and I wasn't allowed to just, you know, walk.
Oh, that's why. Right. Okay. It's crazy that we were in the same area, though. Like, we were literally, like, think about it. We were in, like, radius.
No, literally, like, at all points.
I was, like, playing outside, and you were playing outside. At some point.
We could have actually interacted. You know, I got in a fight with a random boy. It could have been you. You know, could have been you.
No, I was so scared of to go over there.
You never been to the pool?
I went over there one time with my friend, and we went to the center. And no,
I feel like you would. That's not your scene. I feel like that wouldn't be.
It's not.
Why all the kids are playing dice. It's like, you know, when you go to, when you're like watching a show and you win the pick, like a.
Yeah.
and it's like little kids like rolling dice.
Man, I was in seventh grade. Like,
they were literally in there, like, you know, like they weren't trading Pokemon cards.
Yeah, no. I would hate having to pick up Damani and Chattel from there, because they went to the Boys and Girls Club.
What a slay. Because all of our, you know, we were called the City Camp. Like, we were just like, ugh, the Boys and Girls Club. They was going to fucking Six Flags, and shit, we couldn't afford that.
They were going there?
Yeah, they were going to all places. They were going to Coco Keys, Six Flags. They were going to this museum and that museum. Like, they were traveling, okay?
Oh, man.
I mean, that's why it was so expensive.
Sound lit.
It was very expensive. And one time I literally embarrassed myself in the Boys and Girls Club.
What'd you do?
Humiliating.
What did you do?
I was in a talent show at the Boys and Girls Club. And I did Party Rock Anthem. And nobody
Wait, nobody clapped?
Nobody clapped. I wasn't a part of the Boys and Girls Club. So they were just like...
What? Man, they some haters.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, oh, I just gave y'all that full-on dance.
So you danced in some?
No, I just
you just danced?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I just went crazy. I mean, they did let me play that little ball. I mean, that game where you, like, throw the water...
Wait.
That water balloon thing.
Why were you there?
Because I was in the talent shop. So but, they were just like, I don't know, they were having, like, a field day or something. They were like, oh, you want to play? We're down a person or whatever. So... We did, like, that game with the water balloon, and you, like, throw it, and you gotta catch it, and I did my dance, and nobody liked it, and I went home.
But you weren't a part of the Boys and Girls Club.
Not at all.
You just went there that one random day.
Yeah, and I don't know.
So that choreo was a freestyle?
I don't remember, to be quite
honest. I just want to know, like, why.
I don't know. I honestly don't know why the Boys and Girls Club wanted to have me. I don't know why I was there.
Joined the talent show. They allowed you to play your music.
They was like, yup. They was like, uh-huh. Yeah,
did they always clap for you?
Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, my God.
It was just a really crazy. My childhood is nuts. Like, I...
No,
it's please. It's actually insane. Like,
No, I have a moment like that, and you've seen the video, actually. That's literally my moment, and it's on film. Because nobody clapped that to that.
No, because that was real drag queen move, Trayvon. You really ate that bad. Like, you ate that boots. Like, I want to see it, because you drop so fast. Like, it happens so every.
You don't know how long I was practicing that drop. And do you know what? It's kind of the same thing. My mom was like, oh, we're going to go to the YMCA. Mm-hmm. And I met with my aunt, whatever. And it was like, yeah, it's going to be a dance contest. So I just watched Step Up 3.
Okay, but you've been
that.
So,
I was like, I'm been in that. I'm in that. What's up?
What? You was just in the water, you know. Like, you know, go ahead.
So, I'm watching a circle, and then like, I'm like, all right, it's my time to step up, and then we battling. I won, obviously. You've seen it in the video. Like,
I mean.
It's
done. The way you ate that, like, I wouldn't even want to battle you, Trayvon. I'm being real. I would really see you dancing at the YMCA and be like, yeah, no, that's not for me.
I was on my techno.
No, you were on your, you know.
I need to watch that video, because I watch it and cringe. But I've never, like,
iconic,
you know what's crazy?
It's iconic.
I've lived the experience, and you know, it's like you with the pizza story. Mm-hmm. I never forget it, but it's some random moment.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I forgot it. But I seen, my mom sent me the video. I'm like, what is this?
Why?
Amazon video. Like, why? Not even a why? Video. What is this Amazon why? Video? Why? I click, and then I get a whole memory that was all to the back of my head. So I'm like, okay, and it's this clip.
It just all came.
I never watched it. Al has seen it like twice.
It's my favorite video of you ever.
But
and if I could have it, I would personally love that for my birthday.
Maybe I'll put that in the will.
Please. If anyone gets it.
But can you like not do anything like with the video? Like, I don't want to see that.
Oh,
one.
No, I'm not gonna. I mean,
I don't want my kids seeing that.
But
one.
I want your kids to see that. I want my kids to see that so they can experience greatness. I want them to see that and be like, listen, you see this person? They quit their dream of wanting to be a famous dancer.
I never wanted to be a famous dancer.
Now, look, babe, I want you to go out there and be the best you can be. You know?
No, guys, I was really on my step up. Like,
bad, though. Like, you were one of those kids. You're like, oh, I don't really dance. Like, you know, I don't really, you know. Like,
no, that really was me. I had my hat on. Like, I was going cool. But, that moment was crazy. Never again. I think that's when the dance career ended.
I feel like you should have auditioned for the stuff up when they had those little kids on it. I feel like you would have ate it. They would have saw that video, they'd have been like, oh.
I always wanted to audition. Bye. I always wanted to audition for the Disney commercial things, but they were just all scams.
Yeah,
like,
oh
you
my
had
God,
to just be in
so
LA.
Crazy.
Like,
but it's so crazy how many people actually did that and got scammed. Like, it's
like what are they doing with all that footage of kids? Like,
no, but like, oh God, it's so funny. I don't think Ken got scammed. they were gonna be on Jesse.
Oh,
by the way, they were gonna be Luke.
Oh,
yeah, they were gonna be on Jesse, and I was just like, this is so funny. I can't imagine you wearing those vests than doing head spins and stuff.
Yeah, that would have been sick.
And hitting on Debbie Ryan.
Please.
No, because I want to meet Debbie Ryan so bad. If anyone could reach Debbie Ryan.
I want to show her that picture that you sent me.
I'm going to promote this so bad. If anyone, I'm going to promote this episode really bad so everybody could get Debbie Ryan so she could be on this podcast. But Debbie Ryan.
You want Debbie Ryan on here?
Yes. Just because it's really her going like, I went to the head of Disney and I said I wanted to make history. And that's what I did. And that's what I want this to be. History. I want her to come here and make that history, honey. So, let's do it. That's
Debbie it. Ryan.
Debbie Ryan, if you're listening.
You have been awoken.
Requested. You have been in-motioned.
In-motioned by the black boys.
Yes, in-motioned.
Yeah. Yeah, you fuck with that, Debbie. Okay. Debbie, I got a picture of you with a snapback on. We're going to hold it hostage until you come on the pod. If y'all want to see that picture, go to @RugbyWorld. Oh, I think, no, it's down. You're lucky, Debbie, but.
Please.
No, that is my favorite picture.
You know,
because, Debbie, what are you doing on the red carpet with that? I still want you here, though. Like, no hate.
I want Debbie Ryan so bad. Not,
hold on.
Come on, please.
Please.
I want to make history.
Like, she did it.
She really
did it, though.
But the fact was, this was really an era of. Time,
like honey. The peace hoodie.
No,
because
you know this is when she was on Peace Life on Chain. Deck. She was on Sweet Life on Deck. She was playing. She was supposed to be like a fake guy because she wanted to be a part of the thing. She wanted to be in the school. But they were like, "Oh yeah, we only have spots left for boys." So she was like, "All right, well." And she got on. You know, she got into her boy drag, and
she went cool.
She wanted, like I said, she wanted to make history.
She went cool,
and that's what she did. Period.
Literally we cannot be mad at her.
Stan. She ate. So, me and Kim were talking about, like, what movie we would teach if, like, we were, like, film teachers. Because my professor, like, no shade to her, and actually, I sent this. She, like, had, like, this, like, thing to, like, talk about how we're going in class or whatever. No shade to her, but, like, all the black films we have that we're going to be talking about in the class this semester that have black people are all, like, trauma films.
No.
So, like, it's Fruitville Station, His House, and Moonlight. Even though, you know, Moonlight's not very
Spotlight, true. Moonlight, and that's your
mention, Moonlight. It's traumatic, depending on how you look at it, but it's also, like, you know, just, like, I don't know. There's a lot more positive black films that we could view and discuss.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you were, like, a professor, like, what movies would you, like, recommend? Like, what would be on your list? Like, you have to show this to the class. It has to be a black movie, but, you know. Like, you have to show it. Like, it could be any movie. Like, but you have to have a reason for why you're gonna show it.
Okay. Click.
Okay, why? Why Click?
Because I feel like, you know, it may seem like a ha-ha silly movie, but it, I feel like it has a little meaning. Well, it does have meaning behind it. Like, to, you know, don't rush your life. Don't, like, you know, ignore and try to just get to the top and, you know, enjoy, like, you know, the grind. Enjoy your life. Enjoy what's happening in the moment. Because, like, you know, you can't have it forever. Like, you know, when they're going to die or something's going to happen or, you know, like, that person's going to leave you. So I feel like, and Click, like, his goal, like, originally was to get to be partner of his company so he could, you know, make more money for his family and spend more time with them because he'll have more money. But he wasn't going to be a partner for a few years, so he had to, you know, speed up his life and do this and do that, and it kind of fucked him over because it put him on autopilot. And it's like, imagine somebody just, like, responding to you like, yeah, okay, yeah, and just, like, doing whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? Not like, that's not your husband no more. So,
I mean, hey.
If your husband is saying, we're playing with, yeah.
I mean, win the lottery, though.
Okay, yeah.
Once we win the lottery, once we win it big, you know.
What do you mean?
You know, I can fast forward, you know, try to do different things with the remote. I mean, you know, I can get the most out of it.
I don't think you can go back.
I mean, I don't want to go back. I want to go forward. I want to see, like, you know, what the lottery numbers are going to be.
And then what are you going to do with them?
So wait, he can't rewind? No, he can't go back. He can't go back in time. So he can go forward and pause and play. Okay, so what happens if he clicks stop?
It just pauses, but he's still, like, aware of everything.
Then that's corny. I don't want it.
That's why.
I'm breaking a remote.
That's the point. Like, you have to suffer the consequences.
I'm breaking a remote. I don't want it no more.
Please. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure there, like, there is no rewind button. I think it just shows his memories, but he doesn't have, like, the rewind.
So what do you think? What do you think your students are going to say? Like, let's say this, like, 2032.
When they, okay, it, wait, let me see. It does have a rewind button, but in the movie, I don't think he ever, like, went back in time.
They got a rewind button. I'm going to get that lottery number. It's rewind time. Right back. Yeah, like, no. Ooh.
But in this case, it doesn't have a rewind button. But my kids, I think they'll be like, oh, haha, silly movie. But once they see the end, where, have you seen the movie, Click?
I've seen it, but I don't remember it at all. Those one of those. Okay. It's one of those movies where I was, like, probably, like, 8, 9.
Oh, no, you got to watch it. It's good. Well, spoiler alert. He speeds through. You gotta watch it. So like it's such like almost a short. It's not short, but it's like so small, but like so much in one movie because he just like jumping through time.
I once had a teacher who hated Adam Sandler. Like,
really?
Yeah, middle school. He hated him.
And I was just like, sound mad and broke to
you're
me.
You're corny as hell. Like he's so funny, but
exactly. You know. But at the end of the movie, he's about to die, and like. His wife divorced him, and his kids are, like, married, but, like, he didn't spend enough time with his son, so, like, now he feels bad, because, like, his son, like, you know, and then he missed the death of his dad, and, like, a whole bunch of stuff, just because he was an autopilot, and he was just trying to grow his business and become partner, and he does become partner, but it's, like, at what cost, you know what I'm saying, like, you did all this, but you didn't get to do the family part.
So does he just stay like that forever, or does he rewind?
No, he... It was all dies. He dies, and then he gets rewinded back to the IKEA, and it was like all a dream, like a nap.
Oh wow!
And then
that's just like I would still get through. Imagine he still bought it.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm still good.
No, imagine waking up. You know what? That would be my question. I'd be like, okay, imagine waking up from that dream. What would you do?
I mean, to be honest.
Like
after seeing all that, I'd be like, I want another go.
My God.
Because I feel like I could do it right this time. I could make it happen in the right order. Let me get another go.
Well, that's just your real life now.
That, you know. you know, but that was a test trial. I know what I did wrong. I'm ready to try it again. Let's do it. Let's hit it. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Yeah, no, I don't know. If I saw all that, well, obviously I would spend the time with my family, but I would, it'd be very crazy to, like, see all that and then fucking wake up in IKEA. No, he wasn't even in IKEA. He was in Bed Bath & Beyond.
I would have been like, wow. I'm like, did you see that?
He found a damn remote in the Beyond part.
Beyond.
Isn't that so smart? Like, how can he hate Adam Sandler for that?
Did he write the movie?
I think he's part of the writing team. He's in all his movies. I believe so.
I believe so, too.
Unless he's featuring in it, I believe
he writes Jack and Jill, great film.
Then he stars in all of his movies, too.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it at that. I think the movie, I told Ken the first movie I would do was Twilight.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I feel like I would do something where, like, a movie and a book kind of, like, go side to side and, like, kind of compare the two.
It's kind of the same with, you with the Click. The last time I seen Twilight, I was, like, 8, 10. Yeah. And I really didn't care about it too much.
You know, I just think it's a gay thing. Like, I could remember... Like, I had to be that same age, but I could remember every single moment from Twilight.
I remember falling asleep. I remember watching Vampire Sucks. That's the parody to Twilight, and it's very funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
I actually do remember that.
We were talking about those type of movies, too. I don't know. I would choose Twilight, and then, like, I would, like... My question would be, like, okay, which one? Team Edward, Team Jacob? I'm being real too, and I want
you gotta
to
get
do
them shirts though.
No, and I will for the winning team, and I want them to like you know actually do pros and cons. Like I want an actual debate. Which one? Would
well,
you
which
do
team are you on? Give me a
Edward.
Debate because
I'm on Team Edward.
Okay, well I'm Team Jacob because the Wolf Pack.
Right, but it's Edward. Just I don't know. I prefer to have vampire things like speed. And,
that man
you know,
is like 1,000.
Yeah, but you know speed and invisibility.
Isn't Belle underage
and shit and like that? You know.
Is she underage? Is she a minor?
I'm sure. That's one of the weirdest things about Twilight as well, is that why are you, like, a million years old and hanging out at high school? Kind of sick, but... you know, at the same time, I just also think, like, he would snap Jacob's neck. So it's kind of like, you know, what it is.
I feel like he would have done that, but...
Yeah, but, you know, Bella liked him.
The plot thickens.
You know, and that's what I want. I want a true debate, you know.
I think my movie would be Click, and we have to do a TV show, like, series.
Oh, I would do Glee. Like, I want people to see what a true horror movie looks like. You have to watch all the seasons of Glee by next class. Stay up until...
I don't even think that's possible.
No, you couldn't, but I would tell them to watch Glee. If I had to give them a TV show, I'm like, you gotta watch Glee, and I want you to tell me what is the worst song, and tell me why all of them are.
I don't even know what show I would give them. I would say The Sopranos, but that show's not for everybody.
It's also long as fuck. You know? Yeah. That's gonna be the whole... They're gonna have to take 2 semester classes. They have to take...
Please, I finished in 2 months. Like, y'all good. Probably, I don't want to put them on, but I don't want to, like, let them watch a cartoon. I'm like, regular show.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to put them on my head. You know, I can no South Park episodes in like that, you know.
You know what? I actually would say watch South Park because it's so, like, I feel like if you can watch South Park and understand it, you can, like, you know, like, I don't want to, I'm just not going to talk anymore.
Okay.
I just feel like if you can watch South Park and like get what they're saying, like, you know what I'm saying?
South Park is for the campiest of camps.
South Park is crazy.
It's camp.
Maybe I should be promoting South Park.
Because like it takes a real strong person to watch South Park. Because South Park is like, you know, like that's above Simpsons and Family Guy.
It's,
like,
it gets gritty in South
Park. Like, you know, like, you know.
You gotta
be really sure you wanna go down that one. Because it is a cartoon.
It's damn near the dark web.
Yeah, no, but they get into crazy stuff. And it's because they're on Comedy Central. They do what they want over there. They be in there, you know. They could show the penis. They could show the whole chihuahua.
I haven't really watched the show, but I would say watch Key and Peele.
I've never watched it.
But I know they have some pretty good skits.
Okay, well, we're at the 36-minute mark. Do you want to say what you're in and what's out? What's in and what's out?
What's out are $1.50 honey buns. Bring the 50-cent ones back. I don't know. I think that's the only... I haven't really been hating on... You know, what's out are bad drivers.
I haven't really hated on nobody.
Yeah, I haven't really been hating, to be honest. What's in, though, is Black Boys in Motion.
Very much in.
What else is in? Is Zaza. That's in.
Mm-hmm. Always in.
And Seven, because that's my dog.
Aww.
Oh, and Destroy Lonely. My boy just did a show here, actually, in Newark.
Slay.
And Summers, of course. And shout out all my boys. Shout out GBR. Shout out my girlfriend, Naomi.
Yeah. What's out for me? The big black tattoos, like the bar on the arm.
Like what?
Like
it's the,
like,
chain cell?
No, like it's like,
oh, it's just like, yeah, black. Just 3 bars. Yeah,
yeah, that's out.
That's out.
That's out.
I was just thinking about getting on my neck.
Oh, well, there you have it.
That's what it, no, what does it even mean, though? Does that have a meaning?
I don't know if it has a meaning. Oh. I only see real. I'm sure it has a meaning, but it's just, I hate seeing white people with it, so it's out for me.
Okay,
it's out. Papers are out, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I have one more out.
Go ahead.
Red Gatorade.
Oh, Red Gatorade.
Continue,
out.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. For me, personally, I don't know about everybody else. Anything purple, out for me. Anything purple, I'm not. Sorry, it's out. I won't do a purple. What's in for me, though, personalizing. Make something more personal. You know, like, you know, rhinestone it, you know, put your name on it, dude, make something more personal.
I like that.
Yeah. Posters.
Start tagging the city you live in.
Yeah, you know, like, do something creative. Creativity is also in, you know, everything's been so gray and boring, maybe because I'm in New Jersey, but, you know, do something creative. That's in. Mm-hmm. Having posters is in, because I just put posters up, so it's in. I love having
art is in.
Yeah, having art, making art is in, too, in any form. Mm-hmm, art is in general. Yeah, what's in
if,
for me?
Hold on. Oh, yeah, finish that, and then I'm gonna say.
I think Mean Girls is in for okay. me. I was just talking about it in a paper I was writing, so Mean Girls is in. And, yeah, Ken is also in, even though they're okay. not here right now. Ken is always in that
episode. Of course.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, if anyone... Do you have the email?
No.
Do we have an email?
Yeah.
Is it just the name?
Yeah, I think so.
If you guys have anything you want to promo...
Yeah.
Just hit us up. Yeah. Song, any art...
Anything like that. Or you can just DM us, email us, you know.
DM us, yeah. You can DM us or
you know,
email us.
Write a comment. Song,
write a comment.
You know.
And let us know. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to shout out all artists because all artists deserve appreciation. So, send us whatever, man. You could don't send us poop, though.
Yeah, not scat. I mean, unless it's the beat bop bop ba da da da.
Yeah, you can send us that, yeah.
But, you know, the other kind, no.
No, yeah.
Yeah. All right. We out?
Yeah, we out. This has been Black Boys in Motion. Thank you.
Peace.
For listening. Leave a review. Bye.